Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and, oh, I think it's time for a snack.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. I think we all need to take a snack. Today's topic is feature.
And the title of our lesson is Snack Time. Snack Time. So, Marie, what kind of snacks do you like to eat?
I like to eat fruit. In the summer, I eat a lot of watermelon because it's so hot outside, and it's delicious.
Watermelon is delicious. Today, we are talking about different kinds of snacks people eat around the world. So, Marie, what kind of snacks do we eat in America?
Well, we eat things like cookies, popcorn, candy bars, donuts. There are so many different kinds of snacks in America.
That's right. And when do we usually eat snacks?
We usually have a snack after lunch or dinner. For example, today after I ate my lunch, I had some grapes. Hey, Peter, do you like to travel a lot?
Yes, I do. Why?
Well, what kinds of snacks have you tried around the world?
Oh, I've had many, and I hope to share with you about them today. But first, we need to learn our key words. Here's Christina.
Hello, 我们今天要介绍世界各地特有的点心。名词 snack 就是零嘴或是点心。Do you want a snack now? 加拿大有一道点心是在薯条上加 cheese 和肉汁，听说很好吃。It's yummy. 这个 yummy 就是形容词美味的意思。荷兰有一种甜点是在两片薄脆的饼干中间加糖浆，甜甜的很好吃哦。It's nice and sweet.形容词甜的就是 sweet。 在德国最有名的点心就是德国香肠了，香肠是 sausage。 There are so many kinds of sausages in Germany。 然后就是日本的米果 rice cracker， 通常脆脆的咸饼干就是 cracker。 You can try some rice crackers in Japan。 这些米果有各种不同的口味。 There are many different flavors。 名词口味就是Flavors.
Hello, welcome to LTE Feature. My name is Alex.
Are you hungry? Do you want a snack?
Do you always eat the same kind of snack?
Yeah.
Maybe you can try something new. Around the world, different people eat different snacks. Let's look at some of them.
Do you like French fries?
In Canada, a favorite snack is poutine. Poutine is made with French fries, cheese, and gravy. It is yummy.
That's right.
Snacks. Who doesn't like snacks? I do, and I know Marie does. What about you?So, earlier, we talked about snacks and when you eat them.
Hey, I'm wondering, do you always eat the same kind of snack?
Oh, no, I get different kinds of snacks all the time. That's what's so fun about them.
Yeah, it's good to try something new. Around the world, people eat different snacks. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this. Hi, Christina.
在世界各地，不同的人吃的点心也不太一样。Around the world, different people eat different snacks. 介系词 around 有环绕、到处的意思，所以 around the world 就表示在世界各地。这个片语很好用，你可以说 She wants to travel around the world. 她想要环游世界。He visited different museums around the world. 她参观了很多世界各地不同的博物馆。They met people from around the world. 他们见到来自世界各地的人。片语 around the world 也请你来试试看。
Around the world. This is a good phrase to know. It just means all the places on earth. From America to Africa to Asia. Everywhere.
Well, let's practice using this phrase together. people speak different languages around the world. I want to fly around the world.
In our lesson, it tells us about different snacks people eat around the world. In Canada, a favorite snack is poutine. Poutine is made with French fries, and I have some French fries right here.
Ooh, French fries, yummy! Thank you so much, Peter. You know, what makes the snack poutine even better is that it's with gravy.
What is gravy? Can you teach us this word?
Sure. Gravy is a sauce that is made from the juices of meat. Different countries have different kinds of gravy.
Well, we use gravy for mashed potatoes. That's, during Thanksgiving, one of my favorite things to eat.
That's right, and gravy is yummy too. I would like to try the Canadian snack poutine because it's made with gravy.
And I sure would like to try my own French fries. Marie took them to try one, but she hasn't given them back to me yet. Well, friends, let's just go to the next part. We can watch it together.
There are a lot of interesting snacks in Europe. You can have stroopwafels in the Netherlands. Stroopwafels are two cookies with syrup between them. They are nice and sweet. In Germany, you can try sausages. Many countries have sausages, but German sausages are famous. There are over 1,500 different kinds of sausages in Germany. You can try one or more than one.
Wow, there are a lot of interesting snacks in Europe. Stroopwafels are snacks from the Netherlands. It's made with two cookies with syrup between them.
I love syrup. Syrup is a thick liquid and it is very sweet. I put syrup on my pancakes and my waffles.
You know what I like? I like chocolate syrup. This is a little different from the other kind of syrup. This one is all chocolate. I put it on ice cream.
Ooh, yes. Ice cream with chocolate syrup. Now, the syrup in stroopwafels are nice and sweet. Things that are sweet have a lot of sugar in it, and we probably eat it for dessert, right?
That's right. Things like candy bars, juice, and desserts are sweet. And now we learned that in Germany, you can try sausages. Sausages are made from meat, such as pork. And there are over 1,500 different kinds of sausages in Germany.
Wow, 1,500 different kinds of sausage. You can try one.
No, we can't. We're not in Germany, Peter.
You can try one.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about today's
calendar phrase.
You can try one.
You can try one.
你可以吃一个试试看。
These cookies look good.
You can try one.
These cookies smell good.
You can try one.
These cookies taste good too.
Hey, I said you can try one.
But
put that back. Put it back.
Oh, that's good.
You can try one.
You can try one.
你可以吃一个试试看。
What a fun calendar phrase. If you ever want to share a snack with your friend, you can say, you can try one.
So right now we have been learning about snacks from Europe. Many of their snacks are sweet things or things made of meat like sausages.
That's right. And in our next part, we are going to Asia.
Asia? Oh, that sounds really good. But first, we need to take a break. Maybe you can grab a snack, and we'll meet back right here. Okay, friends, we'll see you soon. Don't go away!
Welcome back from the break. We are talking about snacks, one of my favorite things to eat. So, Peter, I know you've traveled around the world quite often. What is one of your favorite types of snacks that you tried?
Well, I used to live in the Philippines. They have halo-halo for a snack, which is great in the summer. Or they have balut, which is a really old stinky egg.
Oh, really? I don't think I would like to try that snack. All right, friends, let's go to part three of our lesson right now.
There are many delicious snacks in Asia. In India, you can try samosas. They are like dumplings, but they are fried or baked. Some samosas have meat inside them. Others have potatoes, vegetables, or noodles. In Japan, people eat senbei. These are Japanese rice crackers. They come in many different sizes and flavors. Try a new snack today. There are so many delicious ones. Thank you for watching LTE Feature. I'm Alex. Are you hungry yet?
Wow, there are many delicious snacks in Asia, such as samosas. Samosas are like dumplings, but they are fried or baked. Marie, you like to cook. What does it mean to bake something?
Well, bake means to make food. Foods like bread and cake. You have to prepare the dough and then cook it in the oven.
Well, we learned that samosas have meat inside of them, and other things like potatoes, vegetables, or even noodles.
Yeah, and we also learned about senbei. Senbei are rice crackers people eat in Japan. I wonder if they look anything like this.
What is that, Marie?
Well, this is a cracker. It's not a rice cracker, but it's a cracker from America.
Crackers are a great snack. You can eat it with cheese. I think they taste great.
Yes, they do. Well, rice crackers come in many different sizes and flavors. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
日本的米果有很多不同的大小和口味. They come in many different sizes and flavors. 句子里的动词 come 可以用来表达商品生产出来时会以不同的形态呈现，后面接介系词 in。 所以如果说 the skirts come in many different colors， 表示那件裙子有很多不同的颜色。The book comes in many different languages， 那本书有很多不同的语言的版本。所以它的句型是 something comes in many different 什么。 如果是有一种新款的手机上市，它共有四种颜色供你挑选。你可以说 ，The cell phones come in four different colors.
Thank you, Christina. So Japanese rice crackers come in different flavors. You know, Peter, it's August and people are eating many different flavors of ice cream.
Yeah, flavors like a strawberry, vanilla, lemon or chocolate. There are many different flavors of ice cream.
Yeah, there are so many delicious ones.
Marie, you just used a great sentence. Let's go learn more about this sentence with Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It's that time of day when we get to learn a grammar point. We're going to talk about this word ones. For example, there are pink and purple
ones, or there are a lot of good ones. This is a very important grammar point, so make sure you use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Friends, let's try using today's grammar point in a sentence. There are so many pretty ones. There are a lot of bad ones.
And there are a lot of keywords. Friends, we need to practice. It's time to review.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Snack. Snack. Let's eat a snack.
Yummy. Yummy. This cake is yummy.
Sweet. Sweet. The candy is sweet.
Sausage. Sausage. The sausages are made with meat.
Cracker. Cracker. You can try a cracker.
Flavor. Flavor. Which flavor do you want? All right, friends, those are the key words. And now we can look at our lesson one more time. Let's watch it together.
Hello, welcome to LTE Feature. My name is Alex. Are you hungry? Do you want a snack? Do you always eat the same kind of snack?
Yeah.
Maybe you can try something new. Around the world, different people eat different snacks. Let's look at some of them. Do you like French fries? In Canada, a favorite snack is poutine. Poutine is made with French fries, cheese, and gravy. It is yummy.
That's right.
There are a lot of interesting snacks in Europe. You can have stroopwafels in the Netherlands. Stroopwafels are two cookies with syrup between them. They are nice and sweet. In Germany, you can try sausages. Many countries have sausages, but German sausages are famous. There are over 1,500 different kinds of sausages in Germany. You can try one or more than one. There are many delicious snacks in Asia. In India, you can try samosas. They are like dumplings, but they are fried or baked. Some samosas have meat inside them. Others have potatoes, vegetables, or noodles. In Japan, people eat senbei. These are Japanese rice crackers. They come in many different sizes and flavors. Try a new snack today. There are so many delicious ones. Thank you for watching LTE Feature. I'm Alex. Are you hungry yet?
Ooh, I'm hungry, Monkey Man. I want a snack.
Okay, how about a banana?
A banana! No, I'm tired of bananas.
Wait. You're tired of bananas?
Yeah, I want to try something new.
Well, okay, how about poutine?
Poutine?
Yeah, French fries with cheese and gravy. It's yummy.
But I like French fries and ketchup.
Oh, well, how about stroopwafels? Two cookies with syrup between them.
But that's too sweet.
Oh, yeah. How about sausages? There are over 1,500 kinds.
Wow! I'm not that hungry.
Or how about samosas? Fried or baked dumplings with something inside. Or rice crackers. What would you like for a snack, Ginger?
A banana.
Yeah,
That's what I thought.
Thanks, Monkey Man.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. So, Marie, you and I have both lived in Asia, and when we go shopping for snacks, we don't always know what's inside the package. Have you ever bought a bag of chips and just tried it?
I have. You know, I really love chips. I really love potato chips. But when I went to the store, I saw a crab on the front of the potato chips. It was crab flavor.
Oh, was it good?
It was okay. I don't think I would get it again.
Some of the chips are really spicy. Some people don't like them, but I love really spicy chips.
Oh, well, that's good. You're getting used to it, right? Well, friends, we hope you had fun today. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.